So I'm recording this just so that people don't get all up in arms over the errors that I had throughout this interview. I was very nervous throughout everything. But there's two things I messed up on. First, I forgot to introduce myself in the, you know, interview. So hi, my name is Eric Raritan. I'm going to be your host throughout all this. Many of you already know me, but just for the few who are new. And two, I accidentally referred to Lawler as Mackie because I asked at some point in this episode how the energy was at Mackie, not Lawler, to a basketball player. So I'm just throwing that out there so that way people don't get up in arms like, oh, he called Lawler Mackie. Like, I know I did. I apologize. I'm acknowledging it now so that way there's no any comments or anything in that sense. We were insanely blessed to get this interview. So shout out Raymond, the media guy, for basketball, and shout out Nick Davidson, and also shout out Coach Alfred for allowing all this to happen and to setting this all up with us. I had a lot of fun. I know Dominic had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to y'all hearing it. So thank you so much. Thank you for your listen, and I hope you enjoy the podcast today. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Talkin' Pack, the official sports podcast of the Nevada Sagebrush. I am here with Dominic Gutierrez. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you, Derek?
I'm doing all right. And we got a very special guest with us today as well. Coming all the way from the Nevada basketball team, we have Nick Davidson, who is fully healthy now and finally also is a member of the Mountain West All Preseason team. So congratulations to you, my friend. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. Doing very well this morning.
Sweet. On the injury, how's the shoulder feeling and feeling overall, and how tough was that recovery process after the surgery? Because I know we talked a little bit off mic last semester, but just checking in.
Yeah, so the beginning stuff was kind of really just tedious and boring. Obviously, the procedure, like the week after, it's going to be painful no matter what you do when you go under the knife. Man, that first like 3 weeks was just kind of rough, just in a sling, not being able to do anything, kind of just squishing a tennis ball, not really having that much mobility. But then after that, we started getting into more and more stuff, so it was more bearable for sure, but just kind of a bummer to be restricted in the sling for about like 8 weeks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then how was, when did you get out of that sling and like start fully practicing again?
Fully practicing again. It wasn't until we came back from fall. So I want to say the week after school started. I drawn a blank. I don't even know when school started, but
last week of August, around there.
Yeah, around there. So yeah. I was cleared about a week into our little 2 week summer break to full contact and whatever when I was back home. And then but pretty much over the summer, from I would say early to mid June, it was just all non-contact stuff, ball handling, shooting, form shots. So it was good. It was stuff I needed work on. I was able to because it was the only thing I could do. So
right.
Yeah, and then around August is when I started getting into bumping and stuff.
Sweet.
And then once you kind of started getting with that, I know there was a whole thing with you getting the new contact lenses and everything. Oh, so yeah. What was kind of the story behind all that? Like, no, how did that start and everything?
Yeah, so my eyesight was, getting progressively worse, as most people do. I don't even know, why I said that in the NSN. quite a bit of title headlines on that. But, Coach Noodles was just like, every time I draw a play on the clipboard, you're squinting. And even in film, you, can't see the clipboard. You sit in the front. You should definitely go check that out. And lo and behold, it was quite a difference. So.
Sweet. Mind me asking what the prescription is now?
That's HIPAA violation.
Fair. Never mind. Fair enough. I respect.
It jumped like 2 points. So fair. It was a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sweet. And then after getting the repaired shoulder, after getting the new contact lenses, everything in that matter, how quickly did you notice a difference between where you were last season and then coming into this season?
Oh, man, it was pretty quickly. I would say just getting that new range of motion back along with fairly new vision, and then also getting into shape. You don't realize how much when you're in shape, you just kind of take it for granted. But when you can't run for 10, 12 weeks, you're just oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. It's so it took a little bit to get back. But then after I was 3 weeks non-contact, I feel great. I feel phenomenal. This is better than I felt in a while. So I was happy.
And then looking kind of with that, you're getting back into it and kind of, I guess, comparing with last year too. Obviously, you were one of the top guys along with Jared and Keenan and all them. But obviously, they're gone now.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, taking on that more leadership role, I guess you could say. So kind of talk about that to yourself. What do you kind of tell yourself now that you're kind of one of the bigger returning guys? How you kind of take up that bigger role, I guess?
Yeah. So when I was first on campus, we had an older team as well, and I was one of two freshmen. So I looked up to these guys that were older than me, they had all the answers, this, that, and the other. And I was kind of, whether I knew it or not, just taking notes on how they acted, whether they knew it or not, honestly. So taking that into perspective is kind of what I try to do, because some of these new guys and even some younger transfers, they don't know it and everything yet, and obviously I don't either, but kind of just leading by example, I'd like to say. It's definitely quite a different role from what I had last year, and you know, I appreciate it.
And you know, again, going to like, you have a new team this year, you have a bunch of new guys, I'm thinking Kobe Sanders, Brendan Love, and everybody of the higher caliber transfers, I guess you would say, and then you have the new guys coming in, like the freshmen and everything in that sense, depending on how many y'all have. Can you just take me through how like that team is sort of meshed with everybody kind of coming together and like, hey, this is like, you know, this is the new Nevada squad?
Yeah, we got we had some guys kind of trickle in over summer depending on injury, academic reasons and whatnot that didn't get transferred over. But we had a team bonding event up in Tahoe over the summer doing zip lining and stuff, and we all had like a meal before. This was the first time we were all together and we were all laughing and joking. I was like, I feel like I've known these guys for like 4 or 5 years. So it's really cool to see how we just meshed like that. I mean, even last year we meshed well, but this year was just boom, like right off the bat, which I thought was very, very cool.
And kind of with that, like with all the returning guys, you know, from last year and everything, yeah. Kind of how has that, like the feeling been, you know, just with your teammates that are returning, kind of the mix overall?
Yeah, so Trey, KJ, Daniel, just to name a few. Obviously you got Mir, T-Row, but like those first four I mentioned, we've played with each other for, this is year four. So we've had hours and hours and like plenty of reps of just understanding each other on and off the court. So I feel like that like really makes a difference. And also these guys, they were here for our 13 and 18 season when I was redshirting, so we know what losing feels like and trying to avoid that at all costs. Right. It's winning makes a difference. It makes everything in your life better. So yeah.
And then, you know, you mentioned you've been here for a while, right? This is your third year with Nevada. You've taken on that bigger role, but how do you feel you've grown not only as a player but as a person since coming to Nevada 3 years ago?
As a person, it's night and day, I would say. I feel like I'm a lot more mature. I'm an old man now. People call me Punk. Dude. That was crazy. Yeah, I feel like just kind of being on your own for 3 years, you know, growing as a young man, making your own decisions for the first time in your life. I think that, you know, Reno's really helped me in that sense. And having like a community and even the coaches, you know, they're always someone that's like a support to you. You got teachers on campus that are great support staff. So, I mean, this has been a great, wonderful place to be a college student and kind of transition into my adult phase of life.
As a recently turned 22-year-old, I empathize with the unk.
I'm 22, which is insane.
Dude, it's nuts.
I guess kind of with your personality and everything, like whether, you know, maybe like before games or like even a before game meal or anything, like do you have any unique or like maybe weird suspicions that you kind of take with you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm probably one of the most superstitious people on earth. Like everything I do is very methodical. I go to Juice in Midtown Reno, buy the same bowl. If they don't have the fruit on top, then I come to go to the store, buy the fruit that I need on top. Yeah. What else? Everything's in 7s and 11s. It's like extremely methodical. To the time I even show up on the court, it's 71-17 is when I leave the locker room. I do the same ritual with my teammates. Did everything with Jared. Do a little meditation, breathing. It's a whole day, and we even down to the same food that we eat. Coaches are very particular about that too. It's the same meal, whether we're in Reno, Nevada, or all the way in Laramie, Wyoming. It's the same meal, so you know what to expect.
Mind me asking what that meal is by chance?
So it's chicken, asparagus, mashed potatoes, usually like squash or zucchini, and then some form of soup. And then like you'll have bread at the end of the table. It could be like garlic bread, cheesy bread, or just like regular bread.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so and then you'll have some body armor or water. I always do half a body armor, half a water, and then I save the rest of it for after the game.
That works.
Respect.
Is there a player on the team that you would say is like the very least, like superstition wise, like doesn't care
just
about?
Just goes and rocks.
Yeah.
I don't know yet with these guys because I haven't had a game day with them yet.
Yeah, fair.
But like even this last scrimmage with Oregon, we were practicing like it was a game. I was warm up next to Jared, so I had our shooter Xavier warm up next to me, so it's kind of just like slipped right in, and then, you know, have handshakes with the guys. But I can't say that there's anyone that I can think of that's not superstitious. Okay. I feel like everyone has just a little bit of
So you're definitely the most superstitious guy, it seems like, on the team.
Yeah. Jared and I were last year, like without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And then this year, everyone's got Kobe has his own little pregame thing too that he does. Everyone's got a little something that they do.
Yeah.
As a former athlete, the superstitions run high. Yeah. I respect it, dude. You mentioned having the whole food pregame. You have everything the whole day planned. Mm-hmm. And I know watching your video from, I want to say it was on the Twitter of the basketball team, you talked about, you know, coming up and how you even learned Spanish in that matter. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I watched that. Yeah. And I've seen you around campus and around everything. What is your go-to meal around either campus or around Reno? Because I've seen you at other places before, too, okay. Like Chipotle.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is your spot? Because Keenan had Wendy's.
Yeah,
He always had Wendy's. Big event. Yeah, exactly.
I would say, so Royce Burger. I actually just filled out my punch card, so I got a free burger this last weekend.
Nice.
You know, it took about a half a year in the making, but we got there. So I would say there, and then I just started eating Vietnamese food, so I had pho. Like, this is just recent when I came to Reno, so this place called Gout Pho, mm-hmm. It's in, I'm going to say, West Reno, mm-hmm. And it's pretty fire. They got good food there. That's kind of all, I'm drawing a blank, man. I love food, so there's plenty of spots that I'm anywhere, drawing a blank right, on, yeah. But yeah.
Fair enough. We'll go head-to-head with Wendy's and see how those places go.
And I guess... Because you kind of talked about it a little earlier, just the support system, like with the coaches and everyone else like that. And you've obviously been here a while with Coach Alford and everything. Mm-hmm. So I guess, how do you feel the relationship with him has kind of, like, if it has changed, like, how has it changed over time as you've progressed here? Or even if not, just, like, the dynamic you have with Alford?
Yeah, I would just say it hasn't, like, necessarily changed so much, but it's just, like, grown. Yeah. So, you know, with time, you get to know a person better, how they react in situations, this, that, and the other. But Coach Alford, I mean, historic coach, historic player, he says, like, all the time, like, I've been where you guys want to be. And so, like, basically, you should listen. And he 100% has been everywhere that we all want to be. So having that guy who's been there, done that, is a huge asset for us, especially when we want to go places that a lot of programs and, like, I mean, even this program hasn't gone yet. So.
And I know you've, like, just watching him on TV, you know, like, he has a personality.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So I guess just how is, like, even off the court, on the court, like, in practice, or if you guys are traveling, you know, just chilling out, like, at the team bonding, you said, like,
yeah.
If you can speak on it, like, kind of how his vibe is.
I mean, to first start off, I mean, he's one of the most, like, best, well-spoken people I've ever seen. Like, he's an incredible public speaker, controls the room very well, and he's funny, too. So that helps a lot when you're delivering speeches. Yeah. But as far as, like, just kind of interactions and stuff, he's pretty much, like, he's a player's coach, and you can tell that by the way he interacts with his players. Like, he loves to, you know, have fun time, but when it's serious time, he turns a switch. Right. So, yeah, he's a really good coach.
I was going to say, no, I've run into him a few times, and I mean, he's been on the phone whenever I said hi to him, but he seems super sweet, so respect to coach.
Yeah.
We're sure that the team's goal is probably to get into the NCAA tournament once again and go deep into that tournament. But is there anything else that the team is really aiming for this season?
Yeah, I mean, Mountain West Championship, that's it every year. But this more than any other year, I feel like, because it's kind of – I feel like it's our time kind of, because we got third 2 years ago, second place last year. So if we keep on that trajectory of just improving every year, we should get first. But obviously we fell one game short, and then with 2 weeks left, we were half a game out of first. So we've been right there, just haven't been able to get over that hump. And that's kind of what Coach has been talking about, being a contender or a champion. At least it, you know, makes a difference in your everyday decision.
And we talked a little bit outside, or just right before recording, about how, you know, tough the Mountain West really is, right? And you guys are slated for third so far, according to preseason polls, with one person voting for y'all to get first place. So out of all the teams, who do you think is going to be the toughest competition and give you the most run for your money for that Mountain West title this year?
If you can
speak on that.
Our conference is very good. So I would just give, like, a spew of teams that have just been historically good that always are going to be tough is, you know, I'd say Boise, New Mexico, San Diego. Colorado State runs a great offense. And then, you know, can't knock Utah State because, you know, they were projected ninth last year, won it. So really you can't take anyone lightly. That's when you'll slip up and then eventually fall in the rankings.
Yeah. And I know it's kind of a sour topic, so we don't have to, like, touch too much on it. But obviously last year in the tournament, you know, it was rough going out the way you guys did. So I guess just, you know, now you guys are practicing, you're getting ready for the home opener, especially with a good amount of new guys, you know, just what is, you know, Coach kind of preached about, you know, not making those mistakes last year into this year, you know, kind of getting that next step forward.
Yeah, Coach does a good job about, like, reminding us of the, like, hey, we were, like, right there. And we just completely fell apart.
Yeah.
We did so many things that were uncharacteristic. throughout the whole season that has never been done before, and just kind of is a perfect storm, so to say. But for the guys that are returning, they know what it's like to have winning just literally stolen from you. Because we were like at a 90-something percent chance win rate with 7 minutes left and just fell apart. Yeah. But that's something that's going to stick with me and all the returners. And then, you know, we do a good job about conveying that message that winning is not loyal to you, nor it is to anyone else. So not only can you lose, but anyone else can be beaten as well.
Last season, despite whatever ending we had with that,
yeah,
you had arguably, if not the best season of your career, like depending on, you know, whatever metrics you want to go with. And there were, like, I want to say it was 2-3 straight games in a row where you had like 20 some odd points and 10 rebounds.
Yeah.
You, for no better way to put it, you kicked ass at some point during multiple points of the season.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so, like, knowing that and knowing this is your third season, you still got 1 year left. What are your goals both for this season and then the rest of your college career?
This season, you know, like I said, just Mountain West title, be a leading contributor to this. And then, like, we've made the tournament, so I kind of want to make a run. Like, it's time for that, too. We've done the losing. I'm kind of done with that too. So to kind of make a run and do something that, you know, very few teams have done is what we're aiming towards. Yeah.
And you mentioned how there's a lot of different places that you play, whether, you know, all the way from Wyoming all the way down south to New Mexico.
Yeah.
Obviously Mackey's probably one of your favorite spots to play because of the support and everything and how loud it gets. Yeah. But what's one place you look forward to playing at this year?
I always get hyped for Boise, San Diego, Colorado State, and then Utah State. Those particularly because of the venue and the crowds. But San Diego, I get to see my family. That's somewhere where I have all my brother. Well, actually, just brother now because the other one's in college. But yeah. Brother, mom, dad, and then I'll have my cousins that are in town and aunts and uncles show up for that.
Yeah. Do they come down a lot to the Reno games too?
Yeah, they'll come. They usually try to make it out for one game a season. But my mom and dad will like one game every month and a half or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kind of with, you know, talking about just your favorite, you know, visiting arenas and everything, especially over the past couple of years, like Lawler's been pretty packed. So when you guys are playing and that place is packed, like just how much does that help you guys, like just boost your energy, like just give you guys upper edge, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, when we go on a run, you can literally feel the energy in the air. So it does, our fans do a great job of just kind of portraying that. And it very much so fuels our fire.
Yeah. And then I think I just wanted one more thing, just more kind of your personal opinion about it. But the whole GSR arena possibility, like men's basketball playing over there. Whether you get the chance to play in that or not, if it gets done. But I guess just, if you have any kind of opinions about it, like, you know, do you think it looks cool or anything that?
It looks awesome. Yeah. I mean, they got, like a Top Golf sort of thing?
Yeah, they're going to add that too, yeah.
Obviously, great arena too. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, a new shopping mall, but unless they get it built in 8 months, I don't think I'll be playing.
Right. That's fair.
I'm going to run out of eligibility.
Yeah.
But my little brother will benefit from that, so that'll be cool.
Yeah,
sweet. And then, sorry, one more thing before we kind of end everything off here. I've been seeing a lot of you, and I can't remember exactly who is part of like that quartet or a quintet of people that are in an NIL deal with the GSR, but how has that been overall, if you can speak on that?
It's been great. The people at GSR take care of us very well. They do a great job of kind of, it's been very easy to work with them. So, shout out to them. Shout out to my teammates that are working with them that we were able to work out a deal. So it was good.
Cool. Well, Nick, thank you so very much for coming on. We appreciate the hell out of you coming out here and, you know, talking with us for a while. And I really look forward to watching you and the boys play. And I think you, personal opinion sake, but I think y'all getting ranked this year again.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another goal that was last year, the AP ranking.
Mm-hmm.
We got it the very last week
very
possible.
End, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing y'all play. And I know it's your third year and a lot of guys are still seniors and hopefully we can get a few of them on too. But, you know, looking forward to seeing you play, man. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you guys for having me. It's great seeing you guys.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so very much for listening, everybody. Be sure to follow us on our socials at the Sagebrush and also at Talking Pack. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.